After 4 years of investigations, the president of Colombia's Truth Commission proudly presented the body's final report. It's the most comprehensive narrative yet of Colombia's long and brutal internal conflict. A war that over half a century cost more than a quarter million lives, 5 million people were forced from their homes by the violence, tens of thousands either kidnapped or raped.
We bring a message of hope and future for our broken and violated nation, disturbing truths that defy our dignity, a message for all of us as human beings. A message of truth to help halt the intolerable tragedy of a conflict in which 80% of the victims are civilians.
The commissioners who wore shirts that read, "There is future if there is truth," interviewed almost 30,000 people for the report, victims, perpetrators, even former presidents. It clarified the facts and context that allowed the conflict to perpetuate, including the rise of paramilitary groups, cocaine mafias, and the role of the United States that for years funded Colombia's counterinsurgency operations. The report also provided a number of recommendations to end the violence. Among them, a sweeping transformation of the country's armed forces, drug policy changes, and fully implementing the 2016 peace agreement. Absent was outgoing President Iván Duque, who has had a fraught relationship with the commission. Instead, tellingly, it was President-elect leftist Gustavo Petro who received the report. He pledged to carry out the recommendations.
These recommendations will become successful in the history of Colombia. Truth doesn't mean revenge. It means dialogue. It means agreement. It means coexistence. It means reconciliation.
At times, victims of the conflict interrupted the speeches, shouting from their seats, demanding recognition for the deaths of their loved ones or protection for their territories.
We know that not everything we want will be in the report. But this is the start of what we can do all together. We need to untangle this absurd war and start weaving a stable and enduring peace among all.
This will not be the end of the commission's work, as commissioners will travel throughout the country the next 2 months to share their findings with Colombians. Then a second commission will be elected, tasked with supervising the implementation of the recommendations in the report for the next 7 years. Further steps in the long and complicated path toward reconciliation in Colombia. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.